Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Stevens with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. Welcome to the official Banana Republic Third World.
Well, you mean like
going to start making us say Heil Hitler here pretty soon?
Yeah. Well, you mean kind of like yesterday when I was coming back in the truck from a trip with Mrs. Finelli, a necessity kind of a thing, and I just topped off the tank in my old 2004 rust bucket Chevy pickup truck, and the bill was almost $80 for 2/3 of a tank. You know, normally I don't like to let it go below half. But we were traveling, it's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And I was...
What I was referring to, buddy, is the fact that President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home got raided by the Biden's FBI last night, and they broke into his safe and took a bunch of boxes to set him up for crimes.
Well, not only that, but the reaction to this has been immediate, and people who support Donald J. Trump, former president of the United States, are now calling for civil war. This administration just pushes. Nancy Pelosi's poking the Chinese, you know, the guys who make the bearings, the guys who make the rubber bands, the guys who make everything, including our vitamins, minerals, and supplements, those guys... She's poking them, and then we come out with this new green bill, and I don't know. Have you read the parts of this? It's like y'all gonna buy new appliances, and you know, green appliances. Where the heck do the green appliances come from? We don't make them. We don't make appliances. Where are they gonna come from? China. So this money that has been allocated is going to go to China. It's unbelievable. There's nothing. These guys serially do things to hurt the United States of America. Exactly the opposite of what Adolf Hitler did with his intent for Germany. His intent was Germany first, no matter what. Now, I'm not saying he was right. I'm not saying he was a good guy. But he was a nationalist. And we have the exact opposite of that. Now, I'm not saying we should go around blowing up our neighbors. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the opposite. We should be friendly with our neighbors and work jointly with them and cooperate with them. But heck, what's wrong with America first rather than America last?
Well, look, the government worker psychological profile today, the number one criteria is the willingness to sell out the American people. What we're seeing right now, and look, I never would have dreamed that our government workers, our people in charge, people they call leaders, would have lowered the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for pretty much jobs all across the board. But the fact that they're aiding and abetting crimes and sabotaging the rule of law, sabotaging election integrity from the people who pay their salary benefits and pensions, what we're seeing from the Democrat Party and the rhino sellout traitor Republicans is all personal destruction. There's no policy behind this. You know, Afghanistan, $86 billion of our highest tech weapons going to our enemies. Our regime that's in power right now is literally selling weakness. They're setting us up for a fall to be invaded. So you have to ask yourself, when Russia invaded Ukraine, they saw this weakness. We have a strategy of corruption, lawlessness, inept, pass the buck, kiss ass, yes man syndrome. That's what we have in America. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton deleted and acid washed and hammered 30,000 plus emails under subpoena. All these emails were evidence under subpoena. And then she created with the DNC the Russia hoax and paid for it, and nothing happens. So when I say that number one criteria to be a government employee is the psychological profile that they're willing to sell out the American people for their own money or fame or whatever, I mean it, because we have literally turned into a third world banana republic. And keep in mind what we used to call that years ago. We call it a failed state, Vince. So now oaths mean nothing. I mean, just pay attention when I go through the articles today. Pay attention to how our government agencies are doing their job. And I mean that when I say doing their job, I mean with asterisks, with quotes, and being very facetious. Because we are living in an era that it's hard to believe this is America. It's truly unbelievable. And everything I just said, and you mentioned the economy and jobs, look, we got to look behind the scenes. Where they're making us look in the foreground is the propaganda. In the background, all the new jobs report went to people who already had jobs. Basically, you have to look at the participation rate. Everything's breaking down. That's why they're saying they're redefining all these words like recession. We are in a recession. That's what two quarters of a drop in GDP is. Look, everything's crashing on purpose. This is a takedown. You know, in 1960s, you know, you have a small farm. We had 5.7 million farms in America. And what do we have? Well, I don't know, 150 million people then, somewhere around there. Today, we have well over 350 million people, especially if you include the illegal, unvetted immigrants. And we only have 2.2 family farms. Anything that's left is either big corporate farms. They want to control our seeds, our heirloom and open pollinated seeds. They want to control food. They want Monsanto products, all this stuff, so they can sue you. And you got Gates and Bezos and China and all these other big money people buying farms and basically keeping it out of production. So everything that is happening is very obvious. We can see the plan. But you mentioned this new bill, and I'm sure you're referring to the Inflation Reduction Act, $369 billion on climate change, which everyone knows is a hoax. They have militarized and weaponized the IRS with $80 billion more dollars, which is six times the agency's budget. And they're going to attack Americans who earn less than $200,000 a year. Plus, people always say, well, why did the IRS receive hundreds of millions of dollars and rounds of ammo and arms? Well, now you know. The IRS is now one of the largest government agencies. This is all to benefit the wealthy to consolidate power, money, and control. Vince?
Yeah, and if you think about it, when Adolf Hitler was in power, he used force to let people know what they should do. And what is the IRS for? Are they in a refund business? Do they call you up and say, Mr. Sheehan, I just want to let you know we've been looking at your filing, and gosh, you overpaid. And would it be okay with you if we sent you a refund check? Is that what they're there for? Or are they there to inspect and detect and beat you up with penalties and fines and interest and haul you in under threat of the muzzle of a gun or arrest for a desk audit? I've been through at least 10 desk audits. I know what it's like. You know, for me, it's a challenge because I'm prepared for it. But the average person is shaking in their boots. The average person has to hire the accountant back that did the tax return in the first place and pay him again to go to the audit. Because for most people, the tax code is so complicated, they can't figure it out. Now, how do we get to the point where you have to hire somebody to read the rules, which no one can really, no one can actually get the tax code correctly understood. It's impossible. It's millions and millions of pages. It cannot be done. And if you give five accountants the same tax information, you'll have five different amounts on the tax returns. That's a fact. That's a fact. So it's subject to lots of interpretation. It's no one can figure it out. And yet, we've allowed the IRS to run amok and beat us up. People feel threatened by the IRS. They shouldn't, but they do. Because they don't know the rules. Because the rules are so complex, we don't have time to read about them. You know, the Government Paperwork Reduction Act of decades ago, we are inundated with paper. Absolutely inundated. It took me over a half a class here to read just a portion of the survey from the United States Census, the agricultural survey. It's 16 pages long. And I'm not going to tell them how many Puerto Ricans we have on the farm or live here, or Germans or Italians or any other group of people. I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to tell them how many male, how many female. I'm not going to tell them the ages. I'm not going to tell them the education. I'm not going to tell them what they do. But that's what they want to know. And I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to tell them how many chickens we have, or how many goats, or how many llamas, or how many camels. It's none of their business. But yet they threaten me all the time. And not just me. They threaten everybody. They're an equal opportunity threat and oppressor. And the number of farmers is decreasing. The actual number of farmers is decreasing. The actual size of the farmland is increasing. And the actual age, the actual average age of farmers is increasing. Pretty soon it will increase to the point where farmers are all dead. And it seems like Joe and company has it out for everybody. Not just the farmers, but everybody. Back to you.
Okay, guys. What I'm going to do today, folks, I'm going to stick, because of the corrupt climate that we're in, and we're heading towards an obvious totalitarian, authoritarian, Nazi dictatorship, fascist system. And I shouldn't say heading. We're there. Okay, we've knocked on the door and we've entered the room. So what I'm going to keep doing today, folks, I'm going to stick with facts, evidence, proof, common sense, logic, truth, and the need for courage. And the need. And you've heard me say this before: the need and the ability and the guts to say it like it is and say the truth and be willing to be hated for it. Because we have to look at facts. We have to look at evidence, proof, and truth. This is not an ideology. Now, there's a lot of people who are exempt in the name of some phony benevolence, and they whip out words like safety and security, you know, just like equality, fairness, tolerance, and all these BS politically correct buzzwords. They use them for their advantage while they're consolidating power, money, and control for the world's elite. So we will be right back, folks, and I'm going to give as much information to wake the public up as possible. Thanks for being
Hi,
here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievements with us, Rich. Back to you.
Vince, I want to thank you again for letting me exercise our First Amendment right. It is so important right now to have free speech and to stand for the people, not just for our future and young people, but to stand and respect the people who fought, bled, and died for this country. Because it's a real shame what's happening to their memories for their service in this country at this point in time. So what I'm going to do, folks, last night I talked to Vince briefly, and I had about 20 different articles on election fraud. I'm just going to give three right now. And one of the big reasons is because of the landslide that the mega Republicans won. But they didn't win that easy. The only reason they won is because it was a landslide of voters and who did the right thing. But the whole system, especially most of the articles I was going to give is in Arizona, especially Maricopa and Pima counties. I mean, you guys are really running a third world banana republic in those rigged counties. It's unbelievable. So I'm going to mention a couple articles here, three. And here's a quote. During Arizona's primary elections, the RNC and the Republican Party of Arizona's Poll Observer Program documented and reported multiple failures by penal counties election administrators, including 63,000 mail-in ballots delivered to the wrong voters and multiple Republican heavy precinct locations running out of ballots. This is a comprehensive failure that disenfranchise Arizonans and exemplifies why Republican-led efforts for transparency at the ballot box are so important. Penal County Elections Director David Frisk should resign immediately. And see, this is part about being a government worker. There's no accountability. A different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Now, regarding voting, folks, bare bones minimum here, okay? Bare bones minimum. There should be no machines, no drop boxes, no mail-in votes, all these, no dirty voter rolls. They should all be cleaned up. And we need proper hand counts with some type of watermark. And the votes and the counts have to be recorded on video in front of the public where anybody can get online and see this. And just a little side note, I mentioned this last week. Mike Lindell has the Moment of Truth Summit August 20th and 21st. And I think all this lawlessness that's going on with government organizations and institutions like the DOJ and the FBI is because I think Mike is going to prove that he's going to prove the corruption and how we do not need the voting machines because, we've mentioned so many articles about what they can do. Next article, the attorney for Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has been forced to admit in writing that Fulton County did not conduct a proper and legal recount of the 2020 election. Look, this election should be decertified, especially in all these swing states. We've given, just little old me has given thousands of pieces of information of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. I mean, I'm blue in the face talking about it. All right, Trump endorsed Joe Kent has his own ballot rejected after, and this is in Washington State, folks, wildly delayed election count in Washington primary election. Now, they just said a few hours ago that he won Washington. But how these people across the board are trying to rig and cheat the elections is unbelievable. And the only way the Republicans, the mega Republicans are going to win is if they come out in full force. I mean, everybody, because they're going to rig and cheat and do everything possible to steal the vote. Okay, I'm going to move on to other categories. What I do, folks, if you're a new listener, the first set of articles I give is a wide variety of what I'm going to get into in a little more detail as the program progresses. And I never get to all of them, but I do my best. Hyper-vaccinated Australia sets new record for COVID deaths. How many articles have we given of deaths closely related to the amount of COVID shots? Not to mention blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, immune system destruction. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of 48-year-old Jeremiah Booker, an Arkansas County judge, was discovered at the bottom of Mud Lake in Arkansas. Mud Lake's about a 40-minute drive southwest of Memphis. An autopsy has been scheduled. With police lights flashing at the driveway and TV cameras poised to go, another made-for-TV raid by the partisan FBI took place at President Trump's residence in Florida overnight. A D.C. judge claims there was enough evidence that Trump took papers from the White House years ago. What some are calling a continuation of the witch hunt, Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is with the Republican National Lawyers Association.
This is about we, the American people, and the contempt that our leaders have for us. And it's time for us to take back Washington and put a stop to this type of banana republic nonsense.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
After many delays and pauses, American Airlines says it expects to take delivery of a Boeing 787 Dreamliner as soon as Wednesday. Aviation safety regulators said earlier Monday that Boeing had made changes it needed to meet certification standards and that deliveries could resume in the coming days. The man that lied to a FISA court to begin the Trump-Russia collusion has never been held accountable for his actions. The Biden administration has turned a blind eye to their fellow Democrat. Now, Andrew McCabe's hate for President Trump gets airtime on CNN as a made-for-TV raid of Trump's Florida home based on a theory that he took papers from the White House years ago.
Has this ever happened in the history of our republic that a former president, that a federal judge apparently made a decision that there might be evidence of a crime in the residence of a former president? It's just astounding. But on the other hand, as with so many things with the former administration, it's also not that surprising.
Victor Davis Hanson on Fox News is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute.
I think they should break up the FBI, disperse its bureaus throughout the federal government. It's got too much power. It's a threat, and it's a danger to democracy. It really is. It's asymmetrical.
NASCAR Racing takes the show to Richmond, Virginia this weekend. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. And just a little comment about how the during the last break, news break, how the that one fellow was saying how we need to eliminate and disperse the FBI. Look, this isn't rocket science. People aren't doing their jobs in government. Two things need to happen. Governors need to make them leave the state. All federal, look, there's no federal authorities. There's no official authorities. There's no experts. Look, these people have betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their professions. And this is basically across the board. Journalists, mainstream media, pretty much all institutions, organizations, and NGOs and government, big corporations, education, Wall Street, social institutions. Look, the psyops, the greed, the corruption, the racketeering, the consolidation of power, money, and control, the manipulation, the dishonesty, the corruption. I mean, look, we've mentioned all of these in many, many different articles. That's why I do this. And secondly, the sheriffs. You have the highest constitutional authority. You have the ability to make sure these you know, organizations don't come into your county. You can legally do that. But everybody wants to get along. Everybody cares more about their paycheck, their pension, and their own self-interest and manufactured perception of their authority and self-interest. We can't do that anymore, folks. We got to do our job. No one's doing our job. When people at the top in certain positions care more about manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-interest and self-preservation, that means they care less about the people, the rule of law, the Constitution, and their own country than they do themselves. Okay? We need to stop that. All right, I'm going to move on back into... I went to healthcare for a little bit. I'm going to give everybody a homework assignment here, folks, if you haven't done this. It's on Citizen Free Press. It's, I don't know, 7 to 8 minutes long. I'm kind of guessing. I listened to the whole thing. I can't remember how long it is. And a pharmacist was, well, a father was speaking to a pharmacist after the pharmacist in that institution, in that store, gave him a shot, the COVID vaccine, which they changed the definition of. And this little boy now has myocarditis, which means he may have 5 years to live. So I need everybody to go on Citizen Free Press. You need to share this. The pharmacist literally admits that they are, the powers that be are omitting the truth. You have to listen to this. So what the tweet was from here is that the level of anger and rage, which is going to be pouring out when the scale of what unfolds comes into mainstream consciousness and awareness is. So basically, people are leaving the denial stage of this being a bioweapon, and they're entering the anger rage stage. And we need to be prepared for this. I'm not advocating violence. No one does on this broadcast. But I'm saying what is actually happening. And when you look at some of the articles I'm going to give you on life insurance, look, in addition to that, I'm seeing a lot of weird behaviors. I'm seeing suicides. There was a car. I think it was a Mercedes, and I'm going... maybe about 5 days ago, it was a really beautiful young nurse, and she ran through a red light, a major intersection, and crashed, and a bunch of people were killed, including herself. And I often read the comments when it's a legitimate site, not done by bought and paid for trolls or bots. And the responses was, there's a lot more to this. Did she get buyer's remorse for taking the shot and or giving the shot and promoting it to other people? Does she have guilt? Is she afraid of being arrested for a Nuremberg 2? Is she being threatened by other people as people are waking up to this? This is why we tell everybody to read research and verify. You can't, just because you're a medical professional and you consider yourself an expert, if you don't do the reading, now there's been plenty of whistleblowers, physicians, frontline doctors, nurses that have come forward. But if you're not one of them, you got to ask yourself, what kind of credibility did you offer and transparency did you offer your profession?
Rich,
everything needs to be verified.
I've got a question about this. You're talking about this 37-year-old ICU nurse in Los Angeles. She's a traveling nurse who drove at about 90 to 100 miles an hour through an intersection. And she killed six people, at least, so far.
Yeah.
She has been involved in 13 prior road accidents. 13?
Wow.
This is
maybe
14.
She was drunk or on drugs because of, you know, she's waking up to the fact of what she might have done to the people. Look, this is why I always go back to medical studies, folks. It's got to be double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled, peer-reviewed to be valid or credible. If it doesn't have at least what I just mentioned, it's not valid. And life insurance claims skyrocket after COVID jab rollout, prompting insurers to take legal action against vaccine manufacturers. Well, vaccine manufacturers have liability immunity. That was one of the many red flags. You know, not releasing data for 75 years, 99.7% recovery rate for COVID. That's with two comorbidities. Doctors and hospitals getting paid for the COVID diagnosis and COVID deaths. You know, the COVID death certificates, the cover-ups, the censorship of facts, the immune system crashing, the changing of all the definitions, demonizing ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, firing doctors and scientists who speak up. Look, there were so many different red flags that we have discussed, the phony PCR tests, the not approved, the emergency authorization. These are all red flags. And a lot of people just dismissed it and said, well, I'm just going to do what my boss tells me. Well, if you recall back in the Nazi era, the people who were some of the biggest crimes were the nurses and the doctors.
Rich, I have a quick comment. I was alive in 1963, and I was in school, elementary school, and President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And everyone was in tears. The teachers were in tears. Everybody was in shock the day that happened. And in mourning, people turned their headlights on. And when they drove their vehicles, all the headlights were on. And that was unprecedented. Because back then, we didn't have automatic headlight switches. You didn't drive during the daytime with your headlights on. And why would anybody do that, right? Back then, there weren't as many cars on the road. Now the lights are on so you don't crash into each other with people who are texting when they should be paying attention behind the wheel. Well, there was a news report right after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, you know, within a day or so. And they said that the actual findings would not be released to the public for 75 years. This was in 1963. I heard it. I was there. I was alive. I remember that. It would not be released what happened, what actually happened to President John Fitzgerald Kennedy for 75 years. And that's the same exact number that you just reported about releasing the data regarding the vaccines.
Uh-huh.
Well, the alleged vaccines. Interesting how that works, right? Not much has changed. Back to you.
Destruction, treason, sedition has gotten a lot worse. And what we're seeing is the consequences of inaction towards political correctness, where people don't want to be on a list. They're afraid to be called a name. You know, we got to get past all this. Everything's propaganda right now, Vince. Look at that Blumenthal, the Democrat Blumenthal, who was a video that came out that, you know, the mainstream media scrubbed pretty much every copy, and I think Donald Trump came up with, found one, and he was bragging about being in Vietnam. Look, all these people are liars. They just say stuff. There's no accountability. This is why we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We don't have it. Okay, here's some very disturbing numbers, folks, and I don't give this information lightly. This isn't a nanner, 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 I told you so episode. This is to make sure that whoever's listening doesn't pass on this philosophy to their loved ones and their friends, their family, and doesn't take any more booster shots. Insurance CEO Todd Colander says the real pandemic is now. And please hold on to your cup of coffee here. As a large insurance group, we underwrite morbidity risk. Now, you got to remember, insurance companies, when you hear the word underwriter, just like a title company, the underwriters foot the bill for like 80-90% of the funds. So when people start claiming, whether it be life insurance or whatever, and when you have such morbidity and mortality, as I'm about ready to mention to you, is going to be cost shifting because insurance companies do this for money. So they're going to go to every, it's just like an illegal immigrant that's not legally required to have insurance on their vehicle. They just, you know, you get into an accident with one, you're the one that's paying. That's called cost shifting, so you have to incur the extra cost. Well, I'm going to mention some numbers here. Based on what we're seeing, he's saying, the rates right now, excess mortality is at 84%. Now, do you remember a lot of the articles we've given over the past few months where we've seen across all groups and demographics and ages an increased mortality of 40%? Well, excess mortality is at 84%. I'm reading it. I'm not making this stuff up. These are all published articles. This is actually an article and a video. So I watch the videos and I glean bullet points from it. It's the same thing when I read articles, so I can give you a bullet point and as many bullet points in a short amount of time as possible. And every kind of disease at 1,100%, and in 2022, we're expecting it upwards of 5,000%. This is heartbreaking, folks. We have to realize what has happened and the fact that people are waking up by the millions to the fact that they've been toxically poisoned with these mRNA so-called vaccines, which destroys your immune system. That's why we're seeing cancer going through the roof. This happens in every society that goes totalitarian communism, and that is depopulation. In other words, murder. It happens with Pol Pot, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, across the board in history. This always happens. Unfortunately, they're using technology to kill us. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, Rich. Back to you.
Well, I think these articles awaken people up, Vince. This next article basically says the FBI whistleblower leaks internal use only document on how to spot a domestic terrorist. And this is kind of lengthy, but I'm just going to give a brief outline. So they outline symbols, images, phrases, events, individuals, and basically, you know, people who follow the Second Amendment, in other words, the rule of law, people who fly the Gadsden flag, which is that that snake where it says don't tread on me. And those of you, I recommend, who haven't seen it, who hasn't seen it in a long time, to watch the show Jericho. It was just two seasons long, and it's pretty obvious why the powers that be took it off the air. But everything that's happening, some in different ways, in that broadcast, in that show Jericho, it's probably Jericho, I'm guessing, 10, 15 years ago, is happening today. Everything. Even at the end where the major who was working for the Army, for the corporate government, and that's exactly what it was, just like today, a fascist system, he got hold of evidence of all the corruption behind the scenes with the government and big corporations creating tyranny and fascism and eliminating freedom, liberty, and the rule of law. And he basically said he's no longer doing it. He's going to start fighting for the people. And that happened at the very end of the series. So I recommend people doing that. It's pretty amazing how closely tied it is to what's happening in different ways today. Okay, next. Newly released court records from a case brought by two Canadian residents. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters in Canada. This is very important. Court records newly released against Trudeau's communist dictatorship. I'm reading the words. Again, this is not me. Show that the Prime Minister's unlawful travel vaccine mandate was motivated only by politics and not by science. Did you hear what I said? This is huge. And here I have a video, and it's titled Hypocrite Trudeau Arrives in Costa Rica with His Family by Private Plane, so carbon footprints galore that you're not allowed to do, without a mask, See, the COVID climate change theater doesn't affect the leading actors who have sold out and been bought and paid for. It just affects the audience. And here's another article right here. 14 young Canadian doctors die after getting the shot. Normally, they've never seen anything like this, basically what this article says. And they've not seen one death like this. And in the past 30 years, it's never happened. And it's just and basically 14, 15 deaths just over the past few days or past few months. That's what's happening. So as Canadians awake and Americans awake, get past the denial stage, and they see their loved ones being murdered, because that's what depopulation is, it's going to be ugly, and people need to prepare for it. And this is why I always say we need to use the rule of law and not be vigilantes and have maybe have courts ready to go with grand juries, and then take these people off the street and literally have a court, a hearing with evidence, which is plenty of it. We need to follow the rule of law. Next, Canadian Hospice Group, you're not going to believe this, folks, pushes to normalize euthanasia of children who are suffering, many due to vaccine injuries. You can't make this stuff up. And here's a little economic news, and I'm going to probably go into that next. A list of 11 companies, I'm going to go through it real quick, that announced, because it's a very lengthy article, that have announced layoffs in the last 2 weeks. And I say this because Biden and his handlers keep trying to sell you how great the economy is. Well, let me just give you some examples. Ultratech. More than 600 workers would be laying off. This is just in the last 2 weeks now, folks, okay? Electric truck maker Rivian will be laying off 840 workers. 7-Eleven, 880 corporate jobs. Shopify, over 1,000 people. Vimeo, eliminating 6% of its workforce. Redfin, 8% of its workforce. Compass, 10% of its workforce. Remax, I believe that's a real estate outfit, 17% of its workforce. Robinhood, 23% of its workforce. And even Ford is going to axe 8,000 jobs in the coming weeks. And Geico, one of the biggest insurance companies in the state of California, they are going to lay off 38 of their offices in California. That means hundreds, if not thousands, of workers, folks. Unbelievable. Does that economy sound good to you?
Well, Rich, there's a booming sector of the economy. It's called layoff specialists. Those are the people who lay people off. They're in short supply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.